Shamit. Giannis takes the inbound pass. Bucks in white. Wizards clad in red. Here's Beasley driving down the lane. Wide open lane, but it's closed in a hurry as Gafford swats it away. Says, Brook Lopez, anything you can do, I can do better. Koulibaly gets a long from three, and he squeezes off that jumper and buries it from the corner. And with that three, the Wizards now all of a sudden back to within six with 2 minutes to go. Lillard the other direction. Drives inside. Now kicks out. Lopez, a head fake from three. Sees the open lane, and he'll take it right through it with two huge steps. Lays it in, and the Bucks go back ahead by eight. Tempo is up at a high level here tonight. Head fake and a shot from Kuzma. I mean, you blink your eyes, you're going to liable to miss two shots the way this thing's going. 1:35 to go now in the first half. Bucks 64, Wizards 58. Giannis driving. He draws the contact. There's the whistle and the foul, and it's going against Gafford, who is arguing that he was the recipient of an offensive foul. So first foul on Gafford. Was mentioning Gafford's numbers have been not where he's accustomed to. He's had seven multi-block games this year, but back-to-back no-block games and three in his last four. But tonight he got that big rejection a moment ago. His first of the night. Inbound pass goes to Giannis at the top of the arc with 90 seconds remaining here in this first half. Lillard drives into the paint, gets past everybody until Kuzma recovers and blocks another one. And all of a sudden, it is the Sultans of SWAT here in Chinatown in Washington, D.C. Inbound pass to Giannis. Nobody picked him up. He will not have an easier bucket than the one he just put through on yet another dunk. I got to think Giannis, of his 10 field goals, at least six have been on dunks, maybe seven. Giannis comes away with a steal at midcourt, takes it away from Kuzma, but couldn't quite keep it in bounds. Oh, he saw that open court in front of him. He was running to it. Everything was right in the world until it wasn't. Wizards fortunate to hold on to the basketball. 14 to shoot, 107 to play here in the first half. Kyle Kuzma to trigger it in. He's on the far side. Giannis to defend on the inbound pass. He'll get it to Tyus Jones. Jones around midcourt. Defended by Beasley. Shakes Beasley. Now takes it inside. Gets the shot high off the window over the surging Brook Lopez. Tough shot there from Jones. So it's back to a six-point game again. Bucks have led by as many as 14 here in the half. Giannis lost the dribble, but regathers. He's got it on the right wing, defended by Kuzma. A jab step now passes it to Lopez. Lopez inside. Nice move as he just contorts his body at the last second to flip it up and in with a finger roll. 68-60, Milwaukee with the 8-point lead. Washington coming the other way, moving the ball well. They work it to the left wing, and it sets up a three-pointer from Landry Shamit, his second one of the night. So that cuts it to a five-point game. Both offenses are cooking here in the second quarter. Have not seen the defenses keep pace. 68-63, Bucks with a lead in the basketball. 18 seconds to play now in the half. Game clock and shot clock separated by 8 seconds. Giannis has it poked away. Going to be taking the outlet feed up the floor off the deflection to Kuzma. He'll get it ahead, and there's Koulibaly with a two-hand jam. So Milwaukee's lead is down to three now. He'll go the other way. 5 seconds left. It's Connaughton into the front court. Feeds it off to Beasley, who catches it and lays it off the window in one fell swoop. And that's a fitting way to close out a high-octane scoring half of basketball as the Wizards put up 38 points in the second quarter. And they have cut the deficit to five at the midway point. So with halftime upon us, we will step aside. When we come back, Justin Garcia has you in his capable hands for the halftime report. Again, the Bucks by as many as 14 in the first half, but a late charge from the Wizards has cut it to five. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings. $11 for four pieces or a half chicken. Both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam Dunk 6 Wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
By Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit Bucks.com/BNO for details.
Halftime in D.C. It's the Bucks up by 5 on the Wizards. 70-65, our halftime score. Giannis leading the way as he leads all scorers with 20 points on 10 of 11 shooting. No trips to the free throw line for Giannis, but he hasn't needed them with his efficiency inside the two-point line. 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists for Giannis through the first half. So we are tracking a triple-double for him this evening. Damian Lillard also in double figures. 13 points, 5 assists, and 2 rebounds for Dame. And 9 points, 3 block shots as well from Brooke Lopez. It's adding up to a 5-point Bucks lead at halftime. Before we take a look at the rest of the numbers, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks. Right?
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
So big half from Giannis, 11 points from Chris Middleton as well, we should point out, just needs 2 more points to move into fourth place on the all-time scoring list. So the next basket for Chris will put him into fourth place and, of course, has Glenn Robinson in his sights as well, should pass the big dog by the end of this season and become the third leading scorer in franchise history. But it is a 5-point lead at the half in D.C. 70-65, the Bucks on top of the Wizards. When we come back, we'll take a look at the rest of the numbers and fill you in on the Wizards leaders on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet. At Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Chowamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
65. Halftime score in D.C. Bucks on top of the Wizards. Three scorers in double figures for the Bucks. Giannis leading the way with 20, 13 from Damian Lillard, and 11 points in 12 minutes from Chris Middleton. Bucks bench with 12 points here through the first half. Just three scores. 7 points from Bobby Portis, 3 points from Cameron Payne, and 2 points from A.J. Green. Wizards bench has been much more productive. They've tallied 26 points with 9 coming from the rookie Bilal Coulibaly. 8 points from Landry Shamet and Corey Kispert chipping in 7. Danilo Gallinari with the other 2 points for that second unit. Their leader is Jordan Poole. He's up to 15 points on 6 of 13 shooting. And the only other Wizards player in double figures is point guard Tyus Jones, who has netted 10 in this first half. Wizards are up to 55%, knocking down 29 of their 53 field goal attempts. Well, the Bucks have hit 60% of theirs, 28 of 47. And 6 made threes for the Bucks to 5 for the Wizards. We mentioned rebounding could be one of the areas to keep an eye on, and an area where the Bucks figured to have an advantage. So far, 3 offensive rebounds for the Bucks. They have turned those into 11 second chance points. Wizards with just 2, and they've only scored 2 points off of those second chance points, off of those rebounds. The one area that does stand out is turnovers. 0 for the Washington Wizards thus far. Bucks with 5 of them, and the Wizards have scored 6 points off of those 5 miscues. But it is a 5-point Bucks lead at the half, 70-65, our score in D.C. When we come back, we will get you up to speed on the NBA scoreboard as we have 7 other games scheduled tonight. All but 1 have tipped off. We'll update you on those scores after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Your country. 98Q Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Online. I stream you all day at work. On the web.
98Q Country.
Bucks up by 5 on the Wizards, behind 20 points from Giannis. Not only 20 points here in this first half from Giannis, but he is 10 of 11 from the field, and all 10 of those field goal attempts, or all 10 of those makes, I should say, have come in the paint for Giannis. So 20 points in the paint in this first half for Giannis, but the Bucks as a team just 32. And speaking of that, time for our American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. Points in the paint, something to keep an eye on here for both of these teams in the second half. Giannis has 20 points in the paint already. Bucks up to 32, but the Wizards with 46 points in the paint. That has really kept them afloat, as we saw the Bucks push their lead up to 14 at times. Both teams right around the same number of three-point makes. 6 for the Bucks, 5 for the Wizards, but the Wizards getting some points in the paint. Look for the Bucks to turn things around in these final 24 minutes. American Family Insurance. Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. There are a handful of other games in action right now on tonight's NBA scoreboard. We mentioned 7 other games for the entire night. All but one have tipped off. So a couple of other games at the half. In Charlotte, the Celtics are up 11 on the Hornets, 65-54. Story here has been Jason Tatum. He has 31 points at the half. 31 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists for Jason Tatum, who's 10 of 15 from the field. So Jason Tatum looking to post potentially the largest individual scoring line we've seen in the league so far this season. A close one in Detroit as we have the Pistons and the Nuggets, 56-55. Denver leads that one at the half by just 1 point. Nikola Jokic, though, is done for the night, so keep an eye on that score. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is up to 11 to lead the way for Denver. Heat all over the Bulls in Chicago, 12-2, very early going in that one, and a handful of games just tipping off as well. But again, our score, 70-65, Bucks up on the Wizards. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. Dave Kane has the call the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Menards 11% sale is ending on Thanksgiving Day. Don't wait. Get a new garage door today before it ends. Menards carries more than 12 options of garage doors in stock and ready to take home today. Don't wait until cold weather sets in. Get a new garage door today and save 11%. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis! Bring in the courts!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans at Fiserv Forum and be a part of the slam dunks, game-changing plays, and electrifying victories live. Witness the edge of your seat action and unforgettable moments as they happen. You don't want to miss this. Grab your calendar, handpick your favorite matchups, and secure your seats for Dame Time in Milwaukee and every incredible moment that comes next at bucks.com/tickets. That's bucks.com/tickets.
All right, back courtside once again, or above the court here, high above it's a Capital One Arena, where the Bucks right now lead 70-65. Glad to have you back with us once again as we get ready for the second half of basketball. It's time to take a quick peek at our Pella Windows and Doors rebounding count. Who's hitting the glass? Well, so far tonight, it has been the Bucks, two of the lesser rebounding teams in the NBA, colliding tonight. But the Bucks have a 25-15 advantage, including 3-2, just 2 offensive boards for the Wizards team that comes into this game third to last, in offensive rebound percentage and dead last in defensive rebound percentage. Bucks not much better at 29th in offensive rebound percentage and 28th in defensive rebound percentage. Pella Doors and Windows of Wisconsin can help lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. Well, here we go, second half, as the Bucks are going to start with the basketball. It's going to be Malik Beasley to set it in. It'll be the same five for both teams to begin the second half with Giannis, Lillard, Lopez and Middleton joining Beasley on the floor. For the Wizards, it is Avia, Kuzma, Gafford, Poole, and Tyus Jones, with the Bucks going left to right in white against the red-clad Washington Wizards. Lillard flicks the pass near wing right to Beasley. Beasley defended by Jones. Now out to Lopez. Lopez to Middleton. He's going to put up a runner. That one rims. Wouldn't go. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Kuzma. So the Bucks will get another crack at it. Well, Chris had connected on four of his first six shots, but his last two, with his opportunity to move ahead to third place all-time in scoring, have missed. Inbound pass to go to Lopez. Rook takes it at the teeth of the defense, but missed it. Giannis wrestles the rebound away from Avdija and then lays it right back up and in. 22 now in the game for the Greek Freak, who has shot efficiently tonight. That's an understatement. He is the 11 of 12, with almost all of his damage coming in the rim, where Washington is one of the worst in the league defensively. Here's a runner from Kuzma. He missed it, or he makes it over the front iron. About 12 feet away inside the free throw line. Back to a five-point game. Lillard's got it the other direction now on the right wing. Dane defended on the outside by Avia. Now the switch as he moves over. Kuzma is trailing. Picks up his dribble before he gets it back to Giannis, working on Avia's defense. Giannis flicks the pass to Beasley. Beasley pulls up just inside the arc. He leaves the shot short. Long rebound picked up off the deck by Kuzma, who's racing out the other way. Takes it inside. Good aggressive move, but couldn't get it to go over Brooke Lopez. And Milwaukee's got it going the other direction again now. Beasley takes it in the paint. Puts the shot up. Gets it to go with a foul. Rolls that one over the side iron. And Malik Beasley happy to see that one nestle its way through. He had missed on three of his first five shots tonight, but gets that one to fall and puts the Bucks back ahead by 7 points as he was fouled by Jordan Poole, who was saddled with what will be his second foul. So Beasley's free throw to try to cap the three-point play. It's good. 10:35 to go now in the third. Bucks 75, Wizards 67. Milwaukee's led by as many as 14. Wizards in the first quarter led by as many as 8, but that evaporated fairly early on. Kyle Kuzma now lost the basketball, got it poked away by Lillard. Lopez had it in his hands, and he got fouled as he was trying to walk the tight wire on the end line. So good bit of defense there from Milwaukee, making life difficult for this Wizards attack. You look at those numbers from that second quarter. The Bucks shot 65% from the floor in the second quarter, only to be outdone by the Wizards, who shot 67% in the second quarter. Now we got a little conference going between our three officials as Josh Tyven and Dedrick Taylor Carl Lane come together. Not exactly sure what the content of this conversation is, but the three of them will decide to put the ball out of bounds on the far side. The foul was on Kyle Kuzma, and it was his first. The Wizards with two fouls here in the opening 2 minutes. Middleton's gotten to the top of the arc around the Giannis screen. A little pick and roll action now. He's going to lob it up to Giannis, but it was through a crowd and taken away by Kuzma. Outlet feed ahead to Jones with a blaze of speed and quickness. Scores easily going the other way. Giannis the other direction now. Backing his way in, fading and firing on the right baseline. What a shot from Giannis. Man, he is feeling it tonight again. Knocks down the 12-footer, fading and firing. Looked like Middleton on that shot. Here's a bounce pass the other way to Gafford. Gafford puts up a tough shot over Lopez and gets it to fall. Trading buckets now, 77-71. Bucks with the lead of the ball, 9:37 to go in the third. Damian Lillard on the other end knifes his way through the defense and draws the whistle on the foul. That should send Dame back to the free throw line, where he has already made five of five tonight. So that will be team foul number three quickly now for the Wizards. Dame studies the rim, takes a deep breath, spins that ball in his hands. His first of two is no good. Rolled over the front iron and kicked right off the back iron, and a rare miss for the NBA's number seven free throw shooter this season, who had his second double-double in the last three games against Dallas on Saturday. Second free throw is good. 78-71. Milwaukee with a 7-point lead. 9.5 to play now in the third. Jordan Poole's got it into the front court now for the Wizards. With a right-hand dribble. Feeds it on to Avdija. He'll give to Poole, or to Jones, rather. Now back to Poole. Poole gives it to Gafford. Right back to Poole. Poole's runner bounces around the rim a couple times. Wouldn't go, and then Gafford tapped at it. Couldn't get the put back, and Milwaukee comes away with a loose change. Speaking of which, here's a pull-up three from Dalla Dame, but he leaves it short. Now to Giannis. Giannis is left of the lane. Fakes the pass out. Now does get it to Lillard. He works it to Middleton. Middleton pulls the trigger. Three-pointer. Too strong. Going the other direction with it now into the front court. It's handled across the timeline by Poole. He'll give it now to Kuzma. Whole team suddenly coming up empty the last couple trips. Hasn't happened much tonight. Now Poole has the ball knocked away from behind as he was driving, but the whistle is blown and a foul coming against Chris Middleton, it appears. So that'll be the first team foul for the Bucks here in the quarter. The first on Middleton tonight, who is trying to explain his side of things right now currently. To no avail as he speaks with Dedrick Taylor on the far side. Instead, it sends Jordan Poole to the free throw line where his first of two is up and good. Poole shooting just 30% from the field outside of the restricted area this season, which is remarkable coming into this game tonight. He's been much better than that, certainly here tonight. He knocks down both free throws, and he puts his team back to within five as Milwaukee goes the other way with it. Into the front court, Dame Lillard's got it. Going to feed it now to Middleton. Middleton takes it to the top of the circle. Now drives into the paint. Little floater on the way. That one bounces around and it drops. And there is another milestone for Chris Middleton, who has just passed Sidney Moncrief for fourth all-time in Bucks scoring. Or third all-time, rather, that is. Or now at four. Ball being batted around. Now it's going to be knocked away from Gafford. And now here comes Milwaukee with it on the other side. Lillard knifes his way inside. He missed the shot. Ball tapped into the air. Giannis comes away with a loose change. He's got it left of the lane now, defended by Kuzma. Kuzma sold the foul. Giannis got his shoulder into him. And he's going to get called for the offensive foul on the charge. So again, Chris Middleton now in fourth place in Bucks lower. And with that, is now 16 points away from Glenn Robinson for third all-time in Bucks scoring. He's moved into the top five, now to the top four, all in the last couple days, and a chance to take it one step further. Tyus Jones on the drive. He lays it in from the left side of the lane. It's back to a five-point game. 7:49 to go now here in the third. Milwaukee's got it into the front court. Dame Lillard. On the right-hand pass, sends it to Middleton to the right wing. Middleton gets it to Giannis. Giannis takes it and flushes it through, stuffing it in with that right hand through two defenders. Avdija the other way. He pulls right over Middleton, and Middleton's going to get called for the blocking foul. Well, Giannis has been feasting early and often here tonight as he has already put up 26 points with still 7.5 to play here in this third quarter. And we've got a substitute coming in as Connaughton comes in to replace Middleton. This is a Wizards team that's scoring the fourth most points per game in the third quarter this season at 31 points a game. That's the good news if you're a Wizards fan, as Avdija's first free throw misses. The bad news is they are allowing the most points in the NBA in the third quarter at 34.9 points per game. Giannis also going to check out, so Portis comes in, as does Pat Connaughton, joining Lillard, Beasley, and Lopez as Giannis takes a seat with 26 points, 10 rebounds. He's got another double-double and the potential for a triple-double with five assists tonight. Another day at the office for the Greek Freak as the second free throw from Denny Avdija is up and good. So the former number 9 draft pick of the Washington Wizards out of Israel knocks down the second free throw and puts this thing back to a 6-point game. Connaughton feeds Portis on the other side. Bobby's got it left of the lane. He's defended by Kuzma. Fades and fires on that baseline. That one nestles its way through as he gets the friendly roll off the iron. So Bobby Portis hits another tough shot. BP tonight sitting with 9 points. Jordan Poole shakes his defender but then leaves the jump shot short. Rebound picked up off the floor by Portis. He's running the other direction now for the Bucks. Into the front court. Going to try his hand again from that baseline. And he cans another one. rattles that one through. And a timeout coming from the Wizards with 6:54 to play here in the third. Milwaukee stretches it back to double digits, 86-76 on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
Welcome back once again here to Washington, D.C., where it is an 86-76 lead for the Bucks. And I want to make a correction. It was pointed out to me my statistic was wrong. Still got a little ways to go for Middleton to catch Big Dog. He's actually over 400 points away. Just a slight deviation from what I said earlier. But so he's still got some work to do. But he is fourth as he passes Sidney Moncrief here tonight. A reminder, our broadcast is presented by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So Washington's got the basketball after the timeout. It is a fivesome that includes Tyus Jones once again driving to the rim and laying it in off the window. Nice move again. Jones has 16 points tonight. The backup point guard, probably the best backup in the league a year ago with the Memphis Grizzlies. Averaging just under 10 points a game, but again tonight with 16 already. Here's Portis with it. He's left in the lane, defended by Kuzma. Pulls up, contested jumper. That one almost went down. That would have been another tough one, but this time it misses, and now Washington got a chance to get it back to within 6 or even 5 with a three-pointer. They send it inside, and Gafford gets the inside position, and on Connaughton, it flushes it through with an emphatic dunk. 6-point game again. Back-to-back buckets for the Wizards out of that timeout, and now Dame Lillard's got it. Out top to Lopez. He'll cast one up on a three-pointer that missed, but an offensive rebound for Beasley. No-look feed right back to Lopez, who says, this could be a lot easier if I just do this. And he plunges it through with a dunk. No one in front of the big man, and Milwaukee now leads it by 8. We mentioned that rim protection. It's a problem for plays just like that one. Tyus Jones the other way. Another high-tier drop. Gets it over Lopez, and gets it to go again. So Milwaukee going to turn it over, though. Dangerous pass in across the court, and Kuzma intercepted the pass from Lillard, and that is going to take Milwaukee to a timeout. So all of a sudden, the Wizards taking advantage of a couple of Bucks mistakes. 5:33 to go here in the third. Milwaukee was leading by 10 going into the last timeout. 6-0 run, though, from the Wizards. Actually, 8-2 run has stretched it. Back to a 4-point game. We'll come back. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday, fish fry with salad bar. And Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar. Along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet. At Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam Dunk Six Wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Scoring game continues here into the third quarter. Both teams shooting over 50% here in the third, where Washington has pulled back to within 4 points again after the Bucks stretch it back to a 10-point lead. We welcome you back once again to Capital One Arena here on the downtown D.C. area landscape here, where Milwaukee has had some good success through the years. Damian Lillard driving on his man, puts up a fading shot off the back iron, no good. Lopez had the rebound taken away from him by Kispert. Kispert's run on the other direction now for the Wizards. They can make it a one-possession game. Pass deflected by Connaughton, but it finds its way into Gafford anyway, and he powers that shot up and in up close. So the Bucks lead is down to two now with 5:04 to play in the third. Lillard into the front court. We'll get it to Portis. Bobby on the handoff to A.J. Green. Green, Portis, Lopez, Connaughton, and Lillard. 10-2 run now for the Wizards. Here's a spin move and a nice finish from Portis, who flips it up and in off the window using the right hand. Bobby tonight and is now sitting with 15 points off the bench. Kuzma on the other side. He's going to get called for a travel. He was making a move on the reverse side of the rim, and if you can believe it, that is the first turnover of the night for this Wizards team. First turnover with 4:39 to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass from Portis. Sends it toward midcourt where Connaughton came over to help because Lillard was being covered tightly by Koulibaly. Connaughton gets it to Green. Green squeezes off a three, too much on it. Rebound batted out by Portis out to midcourt where it goes to Lopez. They give that to Lillard. Lillard's got it on the right wing. Another opportunity for Milwaukee. Dame's been quiet since scoring 13 points in the first quarter, just 1 point since. Here's Lopez. He got tangled up and lost the basketball out of bounds. That did hit the rim, didn't it? Shot clock horn sounded, but didn't the shot? No, I guess not. So it's a shot clock violation. As the ball went out of bounds, they were about to award it to the Bucks, but instead it goes back to Washington. So Washington down by four with the basketball now, going right to left with Tyus Jones into the front court. His pass, Lillard, sends it to Gafford. Gafford blocked by Lopez, his fourth of the night. Lillard going the other direction. Back to Lopez. Brooke takes it down the lane, lays it in off the window with a foul, and he slams the backstop four times for good measure. Brooke Lopez, the block shot on one side and the grown man move on the other. He's got a chance at the three-point play as he was fouled driving down the lane on what was the last foul to give for Washington here in this quarter, as they got Koulibaly, the rookie, for his second. Lopez Bends at the knees. His free throw is good. Splashes it through, and it is a 93-86 advantage for the Bucks. Back ahead by 7. Tyus Jones the other way now. He'll hand the basketball off to Kispert. Out top it comes to Kuzma. Kuzma around the screen. A head fake. Now passes it off. A little pick and roll action with Daniel Gafford, and Gafford will ram it home with another dunk. 93-88 our score. Lillard goes the other way for the Bucks across the midcourt stripe. He's defended by Kispert. Drives into Kispert and draws the whistle, and that man's going back to the line again. Dame started this game shooting the ball pretty well, but his field goal shooting now is certainly tapered off. He's at 3 of 11 from the floor, but he has gone to the line. This will be his 8th and 9th free throw attempts of the game. So Lillard made 3 of his first 6. That means he's missed 5 in a row since then, and now he misses the first free throw. So when he starts missing free throws, then you know he's really not feeling it. Lopez going to check out. Giannis comes back in. Giannis has been the unstoppable force for the Wizards here so far tonight. So he checks in with 26 points to his name. He's hit 13 of 14 on the other end of that spectrum from Dame from an efficiency standpoint. And Lillard knocks down the second free throw to put Milwaukee out in front. 94-88. Wizards go the other direction with it now. Jones at the top of the arc, passes it off. Kuzma sends it to the near side. 3 ball up and good for Koulibaly. I'll tell you, Koulibaly is one of the rare bright lights for this Wizards team here this early going in the season. The rookie has exceeded expectation. Former teammate of Wembanyama, Giannis has all sorts of real estate as he Euro steps his way down the lane and puts it down with another big dunk. Boy, the dunk count is continuing to rise for Giannis, but Kuzma fires up a 3 on the other side and sinks it from the near wing. So you know your defense is struggling when you're scoring most trips and you're still losing ground. That's what's going on right now, down to a 2-point game. Lillard pulls up, left elbow jumper, splash. So Dame connects on his first field goal since the first quarter. Washington with it on the other side, mentioned he'd missed his last 5 straight. Bucks come out in that 2-3 zone here. They work it to the near side. Jones passes up a 3, now takes it in the paint, floats the shot up. That one just wouldn't go. Man, that was right there for the taking, but Jones just unable to finish in an open lane. Lillard going to feed it to the far side. Portis spots up. 3-pointer, no good. Rebound batted away and picked up by the Wizards going the other direction. Washington into the front court now as Kuzma crosses the timeline with a minute 57 to go now. And the third, Bucks by just 4. Kuzma trying to fend off Giannis's defense on the outside. Giannis doesn't want to give him another look like that last one. Koulibaly crosses over on Connaughton. Euro steps into the paint. Couldn't get it to go, but kept it alive as he works it out to Kispert. 3-pointer, and he rattles it through, and the Wizards back to within 1. Bucks actually did a nice job defensively there, but they could not clean up that offensive rebound, which has been a problem for Milwaukee all season long. Giannis splits a pair of defenders, takes it down the lane, couldn't get the shot to go this time, but then taps it up. I don't know whether he tapped it or a Wizard player did, but Giannis will get credit for it one way or the other. And he now sits with 30. Here's a 3-pointer from Kuzma, and he drills another. We are deadlocked at 100 apiece. Kyle Kuzma's on a heater. He's got 18 now. Lillard the other way for the Bucks. He's got it on the right wing. 35 points here this quarter after 38 in the last quarter for the Wizards. Giannis spins, puts the shot off the window and good over Kuzma. Well, right now, the Greek Freak has put his team on his shoulders and put Milwaukee back ahead by a pair. 102-142 seconds to go. Kuzma goes past Giannis, going to fire up another 3. This time no good, but another offensive rebound is afforded it to Gallinari, who taps it in. We're tied again. Lillard the other way. Couple spin moves. He wants his shot. You can see it, but Koulibaly's playing him tightly. Shot clock at 12. Giannis drives inside, goes right at Kuzma, and flips it up and in again. There is no stopping Giannis on that interior. He continues to eat here in these first 3 quarters with now 34 points and counting. Shot clock is off. 14 seconds to go now. Here in the third quarter from Capital One Arena. Coming in from our nation's capital on the banks of the Potomac. Here's Kuzma. Had it poked away from behind Giannis. Tapped it away to Lillard. Back ahead to Giannis. And then Giannis got called for traveling going the other way. Oh, man. That one was there for the taking with a minute or with 1.7 seconds to play. And the turnover gives it back to the Wizards. Tyus Jones will take it the other way. Did not get the shot off in time, they'll say. And that will be that on a third quarter that, as expected, was high scoring. And that plays out again. Both teams filling it up. Milwaukee sees its five-point lead, though, cut to two going into the fourth. 104-102 on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
High-scoring affair here tonight from our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. The Bucks 104, the Wizards 102. We're brought to you by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. Milwaukee was scoring but losing ground, trading three-pointers for twos on four straight possessions over that final 3 minutes, and that was how Washington chiseled away at that 10-point deficit in the third. They've got the basketball to start things in the fourth. Here's a fading shot that misses on the baseline as Poole couldn't connect. Going the other direction with it. Milwaukee's got it into the front court. Giannis spins around his man, takes it inside, and draws the whistle on the foul. What's remarkable about this 34 points for Giannis is the fact he has done it almost exclusively from the field, where he is 17 of 19. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. Remember, Giannis had his career high last season against this team. 55 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists in Game 2 against Washington on January 3rd. Giannis. Take a long, hard stare at that rim now. He's shooting 63% at the line. And even Giannis at the free throw line, Superman's kryptonite couldn't even stop him there. Knocks down the free throw. Became the youngest player to record 16,000 points, 7,000 rebounds, and 3,000 assists. Last game out with his 7,000th rebound, passing Kevin Garnett for that distinction. As the second free throw rims around, wouldn't go, but there's Bobby Portis to tap it in. He comes away with a bicep flex. Punch in his chest. And here's another turnover at midcourt. It's going to be get away from Avdija, picked up by Portis. Portis is going the other way. He'll send out now to Payne. That's just the third turnover for Washington tonight. with 11:15 to play here in the fourth. A fading jumper. Portis leaves it well short. Rebound underneath by Gallinari. He feeds ahead to Poole. Poole spins inside, puts the shot up. No good. The tap in, though, again available as Avdija taps it in for Washington this time. 107-104. We talked about this. Two of the worst rebounding teams in the league this season for 12 and 13 games for these clubs. Giannis has it on the other side out there with Payne, Beasley, Portis, and Connaughton. Giannis trying to back his way in. Right of the lane sends out to Payne. He'll fire away for three. Missed it. Connaughton fighting for the rebound. Couldn't secure it. Taken away. Now going the other direction. Avdija on the sprint. Right past Beasley. Had his shot blocked, but it was on its way down. The goaltend will afford the bucket to Denny Avdija. Giannis could not get it. So it will be Washington basketball. Or I should say Bucks basketball. Out of bounds with a one-point advantage with 10:34 remaining here. In the fourth quarter, Milwaukee has controlled this game for most of the night, but really from the second quarter on, the offense has been almost unstoppable for the Wizards. The Bucks working around on the outside. Three-pointer from Beasley in the corner. Misses short, and now the Wizards have the basketball going the other direction. Gallinari's got it at the top of the arc. He'll pass it to Kispert. Works it to the right wing. Poole's got it there. He's going to dribble before he rifles the pass back to Kispert. Kispert takes it inside. He glides in and lays it in with the foul. So just like that, the Wizards have reclaimed the lead for the first time since the first quarter. The Bucks have not trailed since it was way back at, going way back here to 23-21, or no, let's see here. It's been a minute. It was in the final minute or so of the first quarter as Kispert goes to the free throw line to cap the three-point play, but misfires, and there's Campaign with a rebound. 108-107, Wizards with a lead. Bucks go the other direction with it. Campaign's into the front court. He hands the ball to Middleton. Middleton top of the arc, sends it down low to Giannis, caught it on his back shoulder, and then regathers and lays it in. He's had that kind of night scoring-wise. It has just been absolutely no defense down low for the Greek Freak. He's got 36 now. They got 37 with that make. On the other end of things, Gallinari swivels. Now he sees the opening, attacks down low, takes it at Giannis, who was in his way, so he kicks it out. Kispert's three-pointer misses too strong. Beasley with a rebound. Milwaukee goes the other way with it. Giannis into the front court. Crossing over on Avdija. Goes right at Avdija. Spins. Now backs it out to Middleton. They work it to Beasley. A head fake from three. Going to pass it to the far side. An open look for Campaign. Got it. That was the selfless basketball that this Bucks team has been riding throughout this win streak. Trying to make it five wins in a row. You make plays like that, you're going to get there. Beasley passed up a good shot for an even better one. Now Gallinari on the other side. Beats it off to Kispert. He takes it down the lane. Missed the layup, though. Rebound pulled in by Portis, and now Milwaukee's going the other way. Giannis in the open court. He goes to the rack. Gets the whistle and the foul as he took it right at Denny Avdija. Giannis running that floor. Bucks fell behind for the first time since it was a 15-14 game early in this quarter. As Milwaukee will get a pair of free throws here for Giannis. They have reclaimed that lead. That was way back at about the 6:25 mark of the first quarter. Giannis to the line now for two shots. One for two tonight. Can he notch his third 40-point game of his young season? He is very much pacing to do just that. First free throw is good. That puts him at 38 points now for the night. So another free throw coming for Giannis. Tries to get his team out in front by 6 points now. Free throw misses short. Couldn't get it. So he goes one for two for the second time tonight. And Washington with the basketball into the front court. Poole's got it. He's on the left wing. Drives down the lane. Floats it up with the right hand and gets that one to fall. It's So it's back to a three-point game. Bucks just cannot shake this pesky Wizards team trying to snap out of a five-game losing streak off to their worst start since 2012 and 13 when they started 0-12. Middleton in a wrestling match right now draws the whistle and the foul on Poole. So that's going to send Chris to the free throw line. Chris moving into fourth place in the all-time Bucks scoring list tonight, passing Sidney Moncrief with his last field goal. He's got 13 points tonight in his 18 minutes. See what he can do with the line. The Bucks have taken 19 free throws to just 7 for Washington tonight. First free throw is good. And now Brook Lopez comes in. Giannis will get one last chance to sit on the bench and recharge the battery here with 8:10 to go. So both Giannis and Lillard on the bench. Lillard with 17 points tonight. Giannis with 38. Second free throw goes down for Middleton. And it's back to a five-point lead. 8:05 to play now in the fourth. Into the front court. Handled by Poole. Around the screen from Gallinari. Gets alone. Unleashes a three. That one goes halfway down before it goes off the back iron and out. Rebound to the Bucks. Middleton the other way. Crossing over. Working on Kispert. Takes it to the cup. Puts the shot off the mark. Too short. Lopez, though, opportunistically comes away with a loose change. Another opportunity for the Bucks. He handed off to Campaign. Gets it back to Lopez. Lopez got swung around. No foul, but he scored it anyway. That was something else. So Milwaukee has stretched the lead back to 7 with 7:34 to play here in this fourth quarter. They've embarked on a 10-2 scoring run. See if they can finish off the Wizards. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a puckler now.
Shawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Well, it's time for our fourth quarter recap, taking a look at how we're doing here in quarter four. Well, it's quarter four of 2023. People should be focusing on insurance plans for next year, and Network Health can help. Network Health makes health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you, and as we look at this fourth quarter so far, the Bucks and Wizards have played a relatively low-scoring quarter at 13-8 in favor of the Bucks, who have hit 4 of 8 from the floor. The Wizards, 4 of 9. As Washington, the last two quarters, has put up 38 and 37 points. Here's a pass inside. We had a whistle and a foul as it was Washington lobbing it up for Daniel Gafford, who got fouled on the play. And let's see if they put that out of bounds. They will. It was close to being a shooting situation, but Say the foul was on the floor. Just the second team foul for the Bucks here in the fourth. Three team fouls for the Wizards. That one goes on Middleton. And for Chris, it'll be his third. Inbound pass to Gafford, top of the arc. He'll hand the ball out to Avdija. Avdija crossing over, dribbles with the left hand, pulls up, mid-range shot, misses short, fight for that rebound, and unable to secure it was Jordan Poole, and it goes off of him, out of bounds, back to Milwaukee. Offensive rebounds, we're keeping an eye on. Milwaukee's had 12 of them tonight against a Wizards team that is really struggling on both sides rebounding-wise. Only six for the Wizards here tonight. Here's Middleton. Rifles the pass, left wing over to Campaign. Now to Portis. Portis backs his way in. Floats it up with the right-hand jump hook. He gets that one to settle through. 17 points now in the game for BP off the bench with eight rebounds. Jordan Poole floats one up on the other end. He leaves it short. Rebounded by Middleton, and he got fouled going the other way.